chapter 104 to 105.
I swear to you that the messengers in the heavens make mention of you for good before the glory of the Great One. And your names are written down before the glory of the Great One. Take courage then, because formerly you were worn out by the evils and the tribulations. But now you will shine like the luminaries of the heavens. You will shine and appear. The windows of the heavens will be opened for you. And your cry will be heard. And the judgment for which you cry will also appear to you. For vengeance will be required from the rulers for your tribulation, and from all who help those who oppressed you and devoured you. Take courage and do not abandon your hope, for you will have great joy like the messengers of the heavens. And what will you have to do? You will not have to hide yourself from the evils on the day of the great judgment, and you will not be discovered like the sinners. And the great judgment will be far from you for all the generations of the ages. Do not fear, O righteous ones, when you see the sinners growing strong and prospering, and do not be their companions. Instead, keep afar from all their unrighteous deeds, for you will be companions of the hosts of the heavens. For do not speak, O sinners. None of our sins will be searched out, and they will not be written down. Every one of your sins are being written down day by day. And now, I declare to you that light and darkness, day and night, observe all your sins. Do not wander astray in your heart, and do not lie, and do not pervert the accounts of the truth, and do not falsify the account of the Holy One, and do not praise your idols. For all your lies and all your errors lead you not to righteousness, but to great sin. And now, I know this mystery, that sinners will alter and copy the accounts of the truth, and change many things, and lie, and invent great works, and write writings in their own names. And I wish that they would truthfully write all my accounts in their names, and neither remove nor change these accounts. Instead, that they would truthfully write down everything which I testify to them. And again, I know a second mystery, that my books will be given to righteous and sacred and sensible men, to be a cause of the joy of truth. And they will put their faith in these books and rejoice in them. And all the righteous ones will exceedingly rejoice in learning from them all the ways of the truth. And in those days, says the Lord, they will summon and testify to the sons of the earth by their wisdom. Show it to them, for you are their leaders, and you will receive your rewards over all the earth, and you will have peace. Rejoice, O sons of the truth! Let it be.